Blog Talk Radio.
Praise the Lord and welcome. This is Amazing Grace, Extraordinary Truth Ministry, and I am your host, Elder Lydia Togba. It is so good to have you with me once again for a year in the Word. It is so important that we be readers, hearers, and most of all, doers of the Word of God, because in the Word, we find the answer to life's questions and the key to our purpose. Thank you so much once again for joining me in this journey through a year in the Word. We will be reading from Romans chapters 11 and 12 from the New King James Version of the Word of God. This is a relatively short broadcast today, so I hope you have your Bibles ready, your pens, pencils, iPad, whatever you use to take notes and to record these things as we go forward. Amen. And we're asking God in the midst of this, we're asking the Lord to bless in the midst of this as we go forth in a year in the Word. And we know that if we sow to our spirit, we reap also to our spirit life everlasting. That is scripture. That is the Word. And as we go through this year in the Word of God, you will hear that and see that for yourself. Amen. All the scriptures that I've been quoting that we have not read yet, we will be reading and you will be able to see. So take note of these things that I'm saying, because I'm not just speaking vanity. This is all written. It is all words of life. Every single thing in the Word of God is relevant and it is pertinent. Some of them are lessons of things not to do, and others are lessons of things that we ought to be doing. So pay attention, amen, and prepare to grow, because that is the purpose of all this, so that we know what is written, so that we live with understanding and with wisdom, and that wisdom be directly from the throne of God. Amen. Let's pray. Father, in the name of Jesus, we come before you humbly, as always, Lord God. We humble ourselves before you right now, Lord God, in the name of Jesus, and we surrender all of our life unto you, even right now, Lord God. We surrender our mind, our souls, our bodies. We surrender our intellect. We surrender what we thought ought to be done. We surrender it all to you, Lord God, that you might show us the path that is set before us. Lord, you see our yesterday, you see our today, and you see our tomorrows. We cannot see those things. We can't see past the moment that we are in right now, but Lord, you see all. So we submit ourselves before you right now, Lord God, in the name of Jesus, that you might move in us mightily, Lord God, that you overtake our lives with your mighty salvation, Lord, that your word permeate our flesh, Lord God, and make us over and redirect our path, oh God, in the name of Jesus. Forgive us our sins of trespass, our sins of omission and commission, oh God, in the name of Jesus, and wash us even now with this word, Lord God, that we are reading throughout this year. Let it be water for the washing of our souls, for the regeneration of our lives, Lord God, that we might continue to humble ourselves before you and know you better, oh Lord, but also getting to know who we are. Because many of us, Lord, we don't know who we are. We don't understand what our purpose is in the earth, except that we come humbly before your presence. So here we are, Lord God. Your word says if we draw nigh unto you, that you would draw nigh unto us. Oh God, here we are presenting ourselves before you, Lord God, such as we are, many of us not understanding, many of us unclear, many of us feel unclean. Lord, wash us, Jesus, clean, oh God, from every sin, from every transgression, from every foolishness, from every mistake, Lord God, from every misstep, Lord God, from every transgression. Wash us, oh God, in the name of Jesus, to make us whole, Lord, and entire. Make us fit to stand in your presence, Lord God, and let there be nothing that hinders us from standing before you, oh God, in the name of Jesus. Oh, Lord God, as we come before you on today, we're asking, oh Lord, that you open our minds and our hearts to receive of your word on today. As we go forth through the chapters in Romans, chapters 11 and 12. Lord God, speak to us, speak to our spirit, speak to our mind. Give us wisdom, give us understanding, give us revelation directly from the throne of God. Oh, Father, in the name of Jesus, that we might walk by these words, that we might get a clear understanding of who you are and who we are in you, that we might get a clear understanding of our marching orders, our direction, our instruction, Lord God, that we might get a clear understanding of the ways of life, Lord God, and even understand the ways of death so that we will not go that way. Oh, Lord, but our desire is the way of life. Teach us, Lord God, even as we are in your presence right now, Lord God, in the name of Jesus. Oh, Lord, send revelations, Lord God, as we read this word, revelations by your spirit, Lord God, in the name of Jesus. Move now, Lord, every obstacle and destroy every yoke in Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Amen. I am reading and you're hearing from Romans. Chapters 11 and 12. Amen. Romans chapters 11 and 12. We're reading from the New King James Version of the Word of God. Amen. And we will commence reading right now. I say then, God cast away his people? Certainly not. For I also am an Israelite of the seed of Abraham, of the tribe of Benjamin. God has not cast away his people whom he foreknew. Or do you not know what the scripture says of Elijah, how he pleads with God against Israel, saying, Lord, they have killed your prophets and torn down your altars, and I alone am left, and they seek my life. But what does the divine response say to him? I have reserved for myself 7,000 men who have not bowed the knee to Baal. Even so then, at this present time, there is a remnant according to the election of grace. And if by grace, then it is no longer of works. Otherwise, grace is no longer grace. But if it is of works, it is no longer grace. Otherwise, work is no longer work. What then? Israel has not obtained what it seeks, but the elect have obtained it, and the rest were blinded. Just as it is written, God has given them a spirit of stupor, eyes that they should not see, and ears that they should not hear. To this day, and David says, let their table become a snare and a trap, a stumbling stone and a recompense to them. Let their eyes be darkened so that they do not see and bow down their back always. I say then, have they stumbled that they should fall? Certainly not. But through their fall, to provoke them to jealousy, salvation has come to the Gentiles. Now if their fall is riches for the world, and their failure riches for the Gentiles, how much more their fullness? For I speak to you Gentiles, inasmuch as I am an apostle to the Gentiles. I magnify my ministry, if by any means I may provoke to jealousy those who are my flesh and save some of them. For if their being cast away is the reconciling of the world, what will their acceptance be but life from death? For if the first fruit is holy, the lump is also holy. And if the root is holy, so are the branches. And if some of the branches were broken off, and you, being a wild olive tree, were grafted in among them, and with them become a partaker of the root and the fatness of the olive tree, do not boast against the branches. But if you do boast, remember that you do not support the root, but the root supports you. You will say then, branches were broken off that I may be grafted in. Well said. Because of unbelief, they were broken off, and you stand by faith. Do not haughtily, but fear. Do not be haughty, but fear. For if God did not spare the natural branches, he may not spare you either. Therefore, consider the goodness and severity of God on those who fail severity, but toward you goodness. If you continue in his goodness, otherwise you also will be cut off. And they also, if they do not continue, if they do not continue in unbelief, will be grafted in. For God is able to graft them in again. For if you were cut off out of the olive tree, which is wild by nature, and were grafted contrary to the nature into a cultivated olive tree, how much more will these who are natural branches be grafted into their own olive tree? For I do not desire, brethren, that you should be ignorant of this mystery, lest you should be wise in your own opinion, that blindness in part has happened to Israel until the fullness of the Gentiles has come in. And so all Israel will be saved, as it is written, the deliverer will come out of Zion, and he will turn away ungodliness from Jacob. For this is my covenant with them, when I take away their sins. Concerning the gospel, they are enemies for your sake, but concerning the election, they are beloved for the sake of the fathers. For the gift and the callings of God are irrevocable. For as you were once disobedient to God, yet now have obtained mercy through their disobedience, even so, these also have now been disobedient, that through the mercy on you, they also may obtain mercy. For God has committed them all to disobedience, that he might have mercy on all. Oh, the depths of the riches, both of the wisdom and knowledge of God, how unsearchable are his judgments and his ways past finding out. For who has known the mind of the Lord, or who has become his counselor? Or who has first given to him, and it shall be repaid to him. For of him, and through him, and to him are all things, to whom be glory forever. Amen. I beseech you, therefore, brethren, by the mercies of God, present your bodies a living sacrifice, holy, acceptable to God, which is your reasonable service. And do not be conformed to this world, but be transformed by the renewing of your mind, that you may prove what is that good and acceptable and perfect will of God. For I say, through the grace given to me, to everyone who is among you, not to think of himself more highly than he ought to think, but to think soberly, as God has dealt to each one a measure of faith. For as we have many members in one body, but all the members do not have the same function, so we, being many, are one body in Christ, and individually members of one another. Having then gifts differing according to the grace that is given to us, let us use them. If prophecy, let us prophesy in proportion to our faith. Or ministry, let us use it in our ministering. He who teaches in teaching, he who exhorts in exhortation, he who gives with liberality, he who leads with diligence, he who shows mercy with cheerfulness. Let love be without hypocrisy. Abhor what is evil. Cling to what is good. Be kindly affectionate to one another with brotherly love. In honor, giving preference to one another, not lagging in diligence, fervent in serving the Lord, rejoicing in hope, patient in tribulation, continuing steadfastly in prayer, distributing to the needs of the saints, given to hospitality. Bless those who persecute you. Bless and do not curse. Rejoice with those who rejoice, and weep with those who weep. Be of the same mind toward one another. Do not set your mind on high things, but associate with the humble. Do not be wise in your own opinion. Repay no one evil for evil. Have regard for good things in the sight of all men. If it is possible, as much as depends on you, live peaceably with all men. Beloved, do not avenge yourselves, but rather give place to wrath. For it is written, "Vengeance is mine, I will repay," says the Lord. Therefore, enemy is hungry, feed him. If he is thirsty, give him drink. For in so doing, you will heap coals of fire on his head. Do not be overcome by evil, but overcome evil with good. I have read and you have heard from Romans chapters 11 and 12. May the Lord add a blessing to the readers, hearers, and most of all, doers of his word, and sanctify the truth in our hearts. Amen. I hope you'll be with me on tomorrow as we continue in a year in the word. God bless you. God keep you and God anoint you. Amen.